female DJs doing what you've done.
Right. When you say new schedule, I don't quite know what you're referring to.
Oh, there's some specialist DJs like Scream and Menger and...
Oh, well, that Scream, he's brilliant. He's fantastic.
Where's the female Scream?
Well,
where is she?
I don't know.
You'll have to do it.
I think she's probably, you know, she's possibly rapping. And it may be that the female club DJs, I mean, Annie Mack does very well. So there you are, you know. So there's a good example, but there aren't very many. Who else is there? So in terms of radio, to answer your question, I don't know, we should have to see. The problem that I'm getting when you discuss this whole topic that we're all here to talk about, not about me, but what, you know, Maria began about what this organisation is for, is that I'm mentioning this topic to people and I'm not getting 100% support because people are going, well, you know, it's hard for anybody to get a job at the moment. And it surely should be how good you are at the job, your gender shouldn't matter. Well, yeah, agreed. It shouldn't matter. And I think the whole business about the Today programme is a very good point. But almost, if you're like, well, yeah, but if you just want to score points off each other, guys, then...
Yeah, you do.
Yes, it's not what, to me, great broadcasting necessarily is about. Although, I must say, they asked me to be on it. I went, oh, it's a bit early. They sent a van and parked it outside my house. So I could just literally get out of bed, plonked into the van and off onto this live debate. I was, maybe again, it's a bit of token womanism. But the kind of whole thing, I mean, there are more females at Radio 1 than there's ever been. There's females on in the daytime, as you would probably all know, that the deal is that if you're a daytime DJ, it's a different job where you're more of an entertainer. You don't get to choose the records, you play the playlist. And you bring to the show what you bring, whereas if you're a specialist, you choose lovingly, put it together yourself. It's, as I say, it's almost a different job. A lot of the management at Radio 1 used to say, oh, well, yeah, specialist DJs tend to be... they were kind of patting themselves on the back, kind of going, well, we're the kind of boring geeks that arrange, you know, our records in the alphabetical order. I'm thinking, well, don't assume that. That was almost a kind of a... that was their excuse, maybe, for thinking that women didn't want to do it. And when I joined Radio 1, there was no other woman there for 12 years, which I could not understand. I actually thought, maybe no one else wants to do this job. Because having opened the door, they would all come streaming in, there'd be loads. And they weren't, until Janice Long was the next one after me. That's 12 years. So maybe it's not a job, maybe no other people don't want to do this. So anyway, I could go on forever, and I must not.